to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Hey, yo, Michael and Jason and Chucky, get ready. Heather's moving to Elm Street, kicking it with Freddy. Cause Heather loves horror.
What's your favorite scary movie?
You're the man.
Heather loves horror.
Hey everyone, this is Heather, and today's special guest is Damon, and I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Damon. I'm the creator of Slasher, the mobile app that is basically like a social network community for horror fans and professionals too.
And do you mind telling us what is so significant about it and what sets it apart from everything else, you know, in the social media?
Sure. Well, basically we have a lot of difficulty as a genre sort of navigating a lot of the mainstream socials because they do have a lot of things that do get censored. You know, for example, Instagram kind of sort of censored the horror hashtag. You know, and there's also issues of special effects makeup and posts like that being taken down for, you know, being too bloody or gory or anything like that. So, you know, I really kind of came up with this as a way to bring us all together as a community, you know, because there were too many, too much segmentation, you know? So you'd have like your podcasters here, your filmmakers there, your authors somewhere else. And there wasn't really any continuity to the whole thing. So it was really hard for us to find each other if we weren't specifically looking. So putting this together makes it a lot easier for us to come together in the genre as a community and sort of takes away all of the things that have marginalized horror in general on the mainstream. So now, you know, you could post stuff as gory as you'd like because we realize the fact that it's special effects, you know? So all that stuff is 100% allowed and welcome. So it's really, really cool. You know, the stuff that isn't allowed on the app is the kind of stuff that stresses people out on the other types of apps and networks. You know, there's no politics, there's no religion. It's really just, you know, us being people as horror fans together in one place and being able to enjoy that. So that's kind of what, you know, what sets it apart. One of my biggest goals though is to help independent creators, whether they're filmmakers or authors or artists or whoever, really just be able to connect with people who might love their work. So, you know, that's another important feature of it because it's really difficult for the independent people to get out there, you know, without spending a ton of money on like boosts and, you know, advertising and marketing and stuff like that. So just inherently by being in a community of other people that are interested in horror, it's far easier to connect with them and not have to worry quite as much about, you know, is this going to cost, you know, $60 for me to get in front of half of my followers, you know, because the algorithms, they don't really allow for you to get full reach, which is really bizarre to me. But right now there's nothing like that on Slasher. You know, you post something and it goes out to all of your friends. So I try and level the playing field as much as I can. And I'm always trying to find new ways to help boost people up and find, you know, just find things that'll make it easier for everyone to find one another in the ways that they want, whether it's film or books or podcasts or art or anything. So, you know, these are things that I'm all trying to consider and work on to bring in and just make it more fun, you know?
Right. Love that.
Thank you.
So I was going to ask, do you have any upcoming announcements or news that you would like to talk about, or do you want to save that for the end?
Sure. So the one thing that is coming is I'm going to be bringing content in from the outside. So things like podcasts, YouTube channels, very possibly Vimeo and Twitch channels. I'm going to be bringing them in, or at least providing the opportunity to bring them in. So that way it's easier to get in front of people. You know, if you're already in the app, it makes it easier for people to follow you in the app and not have to worry about directing them somewhere else, you know. So they should be able to watch the videos within the app. They should be able to listen to the episodes, you know, do all that stuff without having to go somewhere else, which, you know, I know the more instructions you give to people, the more opportunities it is for people to sort of just drift off, you know. So by putting stuff like that together, it gives people a chance to find stuff that they enjoy. And it gives the creators of that stuff, you know, an easier way to be in front of the audience. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see how it goes and how it plays out. And hopefully, you know, everyone will get to benefit from it in some way. So I think that'd be really cool. I'm also doing something similar with websites and publications that do news and reviews. So something very, very similar will be coming from that as well. I'm just working on building those partnerships now, and so far it's going pretty well. So I think we'll see a lot of really cool stuff coming in. The other thing that I'm working on, and I need to, get this out there, is basically I'm going to be offering free advertising to any horror businesses that have been financially devastated and affected by the whole pandemic. You know, I was watching this series on Amazon called A Toy Store Near You, and there was an episode, I think it was the second episode, it was a shop called 1313 Mockingbird Lane. You know, your fairly typical horror fans, really, you know, people that just seem really, really nice. You know, they work in healthcare, so you know they're interested in caring for other people, and that just kind of seems to be typical with how the horror community works. There's just tons of people like that, and seeing what they were going through, it wasn't the same as just watching it in the news and just hearing statistics about businesses closing. This was a real thing. You got to see you know, people's faces and their passion, their love for the same things that we love, you know? So seeing that and knowing that they need help, and I'm sure there's plenty of other people that do too, I decided at that moment that, you know, now that I have something that I can do something about it, and it's gotten to a point where, yeah, hopefully it'll help, you know, if nothing else, just get their name around and build awareness. You know, that's really the goal, is just to keep these businesses alive that also build community. You know, all these stores that exist, you know, people go there, they know each other, they sit down and talk and bullshit about like the cool things that they love, and that's building community. And we really need a lot of that. So that, you know, I decided that for any businesses that have been severely affected like that, I really just want to do something that, you know, I'm able to do to help them. And I figured this is a really simple thing that I can do. That's, you know, it's not going to be like I have to spend a whole ton of money just building something new. It already exists. So I could use it to help benefit these people that are going through this. I think it's important for people to, well, not only, like I said, build community like that, but also, you know, I like to know that people are able to follow their dreams and live them out, because, you know, there's too many people out there that go to work every day and just aren't happy. But seeing people who are happy with what they're doing, that's something that we need to foster more of. I think it's really important, and I think it's just the right thing to do. So that's something that I'm doing right now. So if anybody has a business that's affected, just drop an email to ads@slasher.tv, and I'd be happy to talk to you, you know, understand what's happening and see what I can do to get you in front of people. So those are the big things for now.
That's amazing. Thank you. You're welcome. I think that's just great that you're doing that for everyone. You really help out so much. And you know, a lot of people don't really use their platform, but to just goof off around with, so it's kind of nice right. that using it positive. I did want to ask you, what is your favorite thing about the community within the Slasher app?
It's really just the amount of care and compassion and kindness that is just circulating throughout the whole thing has really just, it's really impressed me. I wasn't expecting it to be quite at the level that it is, but seeing that it has become that is just really an amazing thing. And I couldn't be happier about that. You know, people do message me, you know, fairly regularly telling me that it's made an impact on them, that it's helped, you know, helped their, you know, their anxiety, helped their depression and things like that, because now there are other people out there like them that they can connect with, and, you know, they kind of look out for one another. And I think it's really, really nice. It's so cool to see stuff like that. You know, it's got that whole horror convention vibe. Like when you go to these conventions, you just, you know, you connect with new people, and you look out for one another, and you have a great time, and you share great stories and laughs and stuff. And, you know, it's a really cool thing. It really is. So that's really my favorite part of it.
Yeah, that's cool. Especially where you get to, whenever things are back to, we'll be able to meet up with everyone and post it on there.
Absolutely. I'm definitely excited for that. You know, I had some stuff that I was going to plan for the, you know, March and summer conventions, but we found out that the one that we were going to go to was basically going to be closed a week before it was going to happen. So that was really disappointing because we didn't get that opportunity, but as soon as they come back, it's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you want to talk about Slasher related? Like, you know, like they'll have going on inside of the app or?
You know, it's a lot of people sharing all different kinds of things, really. You know, I'll go on and I've got certain friends on there who will talk about a movie that they watched. And you know, I'll usually make an effort to check out different things that different people talk about just to kind of get an idea of what their tastes are. And then when I watch some of them, and then it turns out that, wow, this recommendation was really, really great. So then you go back to that person, right? And you check out the next thing that they talk about. And it's like, all right, We're totally on the same page here, so let's keep this going. And you know, you find people that you have very similar tastes as, and it just works out. So you just kind of share things back and forth, and you find a lot of cool new stuff that way. Like I can't even tell you how many movies or series or whatever that I've seen in the past year that, you know, a whole bunch of people have recommended that I would have never even thought to, you know, just check out on my own. So yeah. It was really cool to, you know, to have that kind of thing go on. But then, you know, you have people who share other stuff too. You have people that'll share pictures of their collections, people that'll share pictures of their artwork. You know, and then you have people that just share everyday stuff. Because at the end of the day, we're all people, right? We happen to be connected by our love for horror. So, you know, some people get a little bit anxious when others share like just normal everyday stuff, but really, you know, they want to be so hyper focused on just horror and nothing else, you know. I get it, but at the same time, I don't want to stifle people from sharing about like their everyday lives, because, you know, we are connected this way and we get one another at a greater level than other people would. So I think it's important that people do get to share their everyday things, you know, like, you know, here's a picture of my cat, or, you know, I'm not having such a great day, send me some memes or something, you know. I think that that's a healthy thing to have, because people are letting us into their lives in a very real way. And it's not just superficial where, you know, here's my top 10 horror movies. It's, you know, this is a picture of the room that I hang out in that has my collection, where I watch movies, where, you know, I do whatever I do, you know, that kind of thing. And then sort of people just sharing about like how their day is going, or what their thoughts are on certain things or whatever, and just getting into normal topics like that, I think is really cool. You know, 'cause like I said, we tend to get one another at a higher level than other people typically would. So I think it's really nice to be able to do that, and that people do let others into their lives to that degree. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that is really awesome. So do you have like a special bucket list of things that you want to get done this summer, maybe?
Like myself or for the app?
For any, just anything. Mm-hmm. You just have goals
or... Sure. There is always a tremendous list of things that I want to add to the app. I mean, there are literally like hundreds of things I want to add. So it's going to take me years to do all this. But you know, really what I'm working on right now is just really solidifying the foundation of what makes Slasher a true social network. So, you know, for the longest time, I was hesitant to put hashtags in, but then talking with a couple of friends and then talking with Steve Barton, who started Dread Central, you know, he put things in a way that made sense to me, and also sort of realized that that was going to solve a problem that I had. So so thanks to Steve for that, and thanks to Manny Serrano and Lindsay Serrano also for sort of, you know, smacking me around and saying, what the hell are you doing? I definitely see the light now, so thank you guys. But it's things like that, things like being able to reply to comments and stuff that hasn't really existed. And it was really a matter of, you know, kind of building the framework for a bunch of different things instead of being too focused on one thing because you don't know how it's going to go. But now I see, you know, how things are going, what's happening. So it's going to be a lot easier for me to say, okay, well, now I need to do these things and these are priority. And, you know, this is going to make it like 100%. So it's that kind of stuff. But then I have all those things like, you know, we need something to hopefully be in time for the fall for the Haunters. You know, I want to put a really cool thing together for them. You know, we all love going to our local haunts. I know a lot of us are directly involved with working on them or being actors at them or whatever. So I want to really try to put something together to make it easier for us to not only, you know, find haunts in general, but find more of them that we might not have heard of. Because again, segmentation. You know, you have people who are advertising on like Facebook and Instagram and here and there, but unless you're really looking, or unless, you know, they're the tracking for the ads happens to line up with you, it's hard. It's hard to find them. So, you know, these are things that I really want to make a lot easier. And there's just tons of stuff like that that I'm putting together. But, you know, I'm also planning about next level, but that's probably next year. Anything beyond that. Personally, though, really this summer or this fall, I just want to go back to Salem. I get there. I try to get there every single year, and it's just one of my favorite places to be. You know, the community there, the vibe, they really get into the spirit of Halloween. And, you know, I live about 10 minutes away from Sleepy Hollow, and, you know, they get into it to some degree, you know, but it's a very, very, very small town. And there's only so much that you can actually have and do there. But Salem really, it's, for me, it's kind of the whole package. It's a really nice little town. It's on the water. All the people there have been really cool. They have the most amazing shops. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt. Let me see if I can show you. I don't know if this will come out. Is that backwards? It's for Count Orlok's Nightmare Gallery. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's kind of like, they're not wax figures. I don't know what they're made of exactly, but they're, you know, life-size figures of characters from movies. And it is one of the coolest places I've ever been. So, you know, I love to go there every time I'm in town. You know, there's Harrison's comic shop, which is awesome. And I hope all these places are still there by the time this is over, because those are really important places to me. But it's just really such great people that put all this together and make it happen. So that's really what I'm looking forward to, is just getting out to Salem and having fun and just seeing what's new and what's around. And yeah, I hope it'll be a good time.
We get to go sooner than later.
Yeah, it's so much fun, really.
It sounds amazing. I've always wanted to go. That's kind of how I feel about New Orleans, even though it's smelly. I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have any special hobbies that you want to talk about?
I mean, I have some creative things that I do. Like, I do write. You know, I like to do that. And I write different kinds of things. Like, I'll write stories. I'll write, like, verse. I do write a lot of music whenever I can. So, you know, I'll do things like that. I love to cook. Cooking is so much fun. that's kind of like, those are all really nice creative outlets for me. I mean, besides that, I, you know, like most other horror fans, or many, I should say, I do like to game whenever I can, which unfortunately has not been much lately, but I'm hoping to get some more time in by the weekend or something. But yeah, I'm pretty simple when it comes to stuff like that, you know. I got the creative stuff. You know, like to have some game time, watching movies and shows and stuff like that, just to kind of see what's out there and what kind of cool stuff people have come up with these days. Yeah, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I was going to ask. I was going to ask, like, some of your favorites. One was your favorite horror video game.
Oh, man. So that one, it's an old one. It's called Splatterhouse. Mm-hmm. And I think it came out originally on like TurboGrafx-16 or something like that in the late 80s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the next generation after Nintendo, like the NES. So yeah, that one was just that, and then Ghosts and Goblins. Those two were just so much fun. Like, you know, playing this big hulking guy that goes around just bashing everything with a 2x4 or whatever he had. That was cool. And then, you know, you're playing as that knight in Ghosts and Goblins. And then, like, whenever one of the monsters gets you, like, it just knocks your armor off and you're running around in boxer with like hearts on them and stuff. It was such a funny game. And it was, you know, there were parts of it that were challenging, especially Splatterhouse. Splatterhouse, I don't think I ever finished any version of that game. But yeah, those were so much fun.
What's your favorite horror movie of all time? Pretty sure you get it.
So the weird thing about me is I don't really have favorites. Like, there's just stuff I like at the time, you know? Okay. And then even then, it's kind of like it digs down into, okay, which one do I like right now in this particular genre, you know? So, like, I could tell you, like, my favorite zombie movie of all time was Train to Busan, because I'm not really, like, big into zombie movies. But that was just an incredible movie. You know, Poltergeist was the first horror movie I had ever seen at like 8 or 9 years old, and it scared the shit out of me. So, you know, stuff like that, those things, they stick around, you know, they resonate, and they're just like, wow, like, this is some crazy stuff. And, you know, at the time I could relate to those kids, because I never really saw a horror movie specifically, but, you know, after watching several of them, it was like, not really many horror movies like went after the kids. And that was kind of like the uh-oh, you know? So that kind of stuck with me. So that was pretty wild. I'm trying to think if there's any others. I mean, those are the two prominent ones. Like, if ever anybody asks me about, like, kind of a more obscure one that's mainstream, I'll tell them about the movie called They, that was by Wes Craven. That movie was just really wild, in my opinion. I just thought it was cool to see that kind of thing going on, you know?
Yeah.
And I really think Wes Craven had some sleep issues.
He had some.
So many of his movies, like, happen to be about, like, you know, all these things about people sleeping and stuff. And it's like, all right, man.
If you could recreate any movie role, like, what would it be and why? Like, who or whose character would you want to portray?
Like a redo or something?
Yeah. Like, they never existed and you did.
Wow, that's a really good question. There's so many stupid people in horror movies. You know, it's like I want to replace them with somebody who's a little more clever or like, you know, can actually sort of put up a fight, because that'd be kind of cool to see, I think. Oh man, that's a really, really good one. Okay, so I'm gonna say I would want to see, why can't I think of her name? What was the name of Courtney Cox's character in Scream?
Gail Weathers.
Thank you. Gail Weathers, yes. I actually would want to see her replaced, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be really interested to see what would happen if either A, she wasn't there and it targeted somebody else, or B, it was just a different character. Like, I don't know. It's nothing against her character. I think she played a really cool character against a really cool villain, you know? I just would want to see other things happening. I'd want to see more, you know? Like kind of like a what if type story. I think that could be really, really cool. And it really kind of just comes down to like what other things could happen in this world, you know? So it's nothing against her character at all. So for all her fans, no, it's not about that. She's great. And she really just kicked ass in all of them. But I think being in that world, having somebody else replace that character, just seeing other things could be cool. That's all.
I like that. If you could have dinner with five people, any five people?
Like, So you're talking about like actors or whatever. Okay. Tony Todd is definitely on that list. He posts some really cool shit on Instagram. Like he posts pictures of food, and I think he makes a lot of it himself, if not all of it. I would love to just sit down at dinner and talk with Tony Todd about about cooking and stuff. I think that'd be really cool. So he is definitely up there. Ashley Lawrence is really cool. Whenever I see her at the cons, she's so nice. We've interacted and stuff on social, and she remembered me when I did meet her at one of the local conventions. So she's really cool. So I think she'd be cool to hang out with and to include in that dinner. Who else? Okay. Kane Hodder, because I know Kane is a practical joker, and not only would I just want to talk to him and just, you know, just bullshit with him, like, you know, whatever, but I would love to see what he would do. Like what kind of practical joke he would come up with. That could be something interesting. Felissa Rose, because Felissa is so awesome and she is the life of the party. Okay. Mm-hmm. If there is no party and Felissa walks in, there is then a party. she's really cool. She's just such a warm, fun, vibrant person that I think she would be really cool to have there. And let's see, one more, right? Doug Bradley. Because Doug is just a really cool dude. He's into metal and stuff. And like, you know, whenever I see him at the cons, I see him wearing his ghost shirt and stuff. So I think he'd be cool to just sit down with too and be part of that whole conversation, you know, because he's pretty down to earth, straightforward dude, you know, at least from what I've experienced from him. And I appreciate that, you know, all these people are really like that. And I think that might be why I think that whole group would be really cool, you know, because they're all pretty down to earth people. That are just kind of their own individuals, and I think they'd be really cool to have in a group.
Yeah, that does sound like a really fun group. let's see. Do you want to play Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Sure.
Okay, so I have Rose the Hat, Carrie White, or American Mary.
Wait, well, who was the first one?
Rose the Hat from Dr. Sleep.
And then the second one was I'm sorry.
Carrie White.
Oh, Carrie. Okay. Oh, man. Wow. That's a really tough one. I don't know. I think, geez. Still, the problem here is I didn't get to see all of Dr. Sleep. So her character is super attractive, but I don't know. I don't know to what extent the damage she caused was, you mm-hmm. know, or what her role was in the whole thing. So it's kind of hard to say. I don't know if I would kill her off. I think Carrie would be the one to go. American Mary, yeah, I think Mary would be the one to marry.
Okay.
Yeah, Rose would, yeah, she'd be a good time.
Okay. Do you want to do another one, or is it uncomfortable?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Let's see. Nancy Thompson, Clarice Starling,
right.
Or Scott.
Oh, who's the last one?
Sydney Prescott.
Okay. Clarice is going. She's dead. Sydney. Who's the first one once more? Oh, Nancy. I think Nancy would be the one to marry. And then Sydney might be a good time. Yeah. I think that's it.
Have you ever heard of our VILF? The VILF that I like to do, the villain I'd like to.
Sure. No, I haven't, but let's go for it.
If you could choose a female horror film, who would it be? Like, out of any horror movie?
Ooh. I don't remember her name. I'm terrible with names. But, okay, so I'm a fan of Hellraiser Bloodlines because I love a backstory. Mm-hmm. And the girl who was in that, it would be her.
Okay.
She was just, wow.
I'm going to have to look it up and see now because I don't know who it is.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember her name. Because like I said, I'm just terrible with names. But her character was just really cool. She was just, yeah. There was nothing not to like about there.
So let's see, is there anything else that you would like to talk about, or just
okay, I'm gonna switch the roles here. I'm gonna ask you some stuff.
Okay so
as a horror fan, like, what is What's your favorite, like, online escape as a horror fan? I'm not looking for you to say slasher, just in general, like, anything at all. Like, I'm interested to know, like, what is your favorite escape that's, like, not, like, a movie or something?
It would be probably, does video gaming count, or are we trying to get away from that?
No, that's cool. That's cool.
I would say that, or writing... or just getting out and going to, like, the conventions when they have them.
Yeah.
And haunts when we have them, but, you know, those are seasonal.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, so, okay, so favorite horror website. It could be, like, news, it could be reviews, it could be, like, whatever. Anything at all? Like, what's your favorite?
My favorite would actually be a slasher, and then Dread Central.
All right.
And Dread then Bloodiness.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. Those are really, really good sites. Dread Central. Yeah. I mean, they've got a lot of history. Bloody Disgusting has just been like, they've been killing it for, I mean, sorry, no pun intended. They've just been doing such a great job for years. So, no, that's really cool. Very, very cool. I'm hoping that that they're going to be part of that whole news thing that's coming into the app. So, hopefully, we'll see. What's your favorite horror video game?
I'm kind of like in between right now. I was with Dead by Daylight for a while, but I'm kind of burnt out. and then my USB ports went out on my Xbox, so I just have it in my right now. But my favorite, I really like Man of Medan. And let's see, it's like a ghost ship kind of adventure.
I haven't heard of that one. That's cool. With
my game stuff in front of me. I liked Alien Isolation. Right. I mean, I still like playing Friday the 13th every now and then whenever I'm in. I can't really think because I don't. I'm really looking forward to the new Resident Evil, the game.
That looks really, really cool. I've seen some screenshots. I didn't get to look at the trailer or anything, but yeah, that looks really cool. I mean, the graphics of it alone are just such high quality. And Resident Evil always did a great job with their graphics work and their styling and everything. I'm excited to see what they're doing and how they put this one together. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a really cool one.
Really exciting.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you have any horror games that you would recommend?
You know, it's funny. I don't know if people would consider it horror. I think it kind of is, but it's kind of more like 50s sci-fi type horror. I am a big fan of Earth Defense Force. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like you could switch between a first and third person shooter, and you're going around basically killing giant bugs, robots, UFOs, like basically like all the kind of stuff that you'd see in those cheesy like 50s movies, like that's totally the game, but it's set in more modern times, you know? So that is one I love because it really does have a pretty cool range of ability of different types of levels that you could try. So if you want to go for like all out, like disaster, you know, you can put it on like the craziest mode that there is and it's still fun, you know, or you could play more basic and just go around and do what you got to do and learn the different strategies and stuff. So that one is cool. For me, it has huge replay value because, I mean, the goal is just to eliminate. That's the only goal. You're not going for, you know, any particular treasures or anything like that. Your only goal is to eradicate every single thing. And for me, it's simple. You know, I don't have to worry about picking up where I left off if I need to pause for a while or just, you know, come back to it just at another day or whatever. Really easy to do that. So yeah, that's totally way at the top of my list.
Check it out. That sounds fun.
Oh yeah, it's a good time.
I need to get a new wireless remote for my Xbox or it's...
I hear you. I still have the ones with the batteries in them. Mine still are the controllers with the batteries. My PS4 is the only rechargeable ones, and I kind of prefer the batteries because I can just switch them out real fast. I don't have to sit there and wait for it to charge. But then again, I could just plug it in and it'll work. So
yeah. At least you have your options.
That's true. Did you get any of the new consoles?
My oldest son did. He got the
Xbox. Series X?
Yeah. That's cool. He's so excited. Any of the new ones?
No, I was gonna get the PS5, but due to all the nonsense that's happening with scalpers and everything, I'm just like, not that important. I'll put the money into building the app more, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, in another several months or whatever it's going to be, when they're just going to get tired of pissing their money away and not getting any sales from it, that's fine. They'll be left with thousands of PS5s, and everyone else will be able to just go and get their own.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm just waiting, but I'm really excited for it because there's some really cool stuff. I'm super excited about the reduced load times for things because a lot of that stuff just takes forever. So that'll be really cool. I'm really excited about the new architecture that they created in the systems to help speed everything up, you know, the ray tracing, the, you know, just the upgraded level of graphics and the depth that they're going to have now. I'm super, super excited just to see, you know, what they've done and play all those new cool games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a list of games for when you're ready for whenever it does happen?
Not really. You know, cause I did originally, you know, there was like two games I was going to pick up, which honestly, I don't even remember the names at this point. But since I've been waiting, I'm just like, well, you know what? I'm not even going to bother until it's out, you know, it's more available and I can actually pick one up. So then that way I could see what's out at the time, see what people are talking about, what they like, and just make a good decision from there. You know, cause when I was originally going to get it, when it first came out, it's like everything was brand new. So you know, you don't know what's a good game, what's not a good game, what has the replay value, you know? So it's kind of good that I've sort of been forced to wait.
Yeah.
So
sure that you don't go buy a bunch of games that still have bugs in them. And
yeah, I mean, look at what happened to Cyberpunk.
I know, what a shame. I bought that and my son's like, no mom, don't. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, they built, I mean, look, I have to give them credit because they built what seems to be one of the most massive things to ever hit gaming. But with that comes a lot of problems. And I mean, as an app developer, I see it. Like, you change one thing or you add one feature and you can take out three other things. So it's tricky. It's really tricky for any kind of developer to come up with stuff. And I think, you know, obviously hindsight, but, you know, they probably would have been better served if they just came out with a, you know, with a more basic game and then added certain types of functionality and features after. But I get why they did what they wanted to do, because they wanted people to go, holy shit, you could do all this, you know? But you know, sometimes practicality doesn't translate into your plan.
Yeah.
So I just hope that they're able to pull that together and really let people see what they wanted it to be. You know, cause I know how it must feel to see something come out and just be like, oh man, that's a mess. You know, because that, like, when I released the first version of the app, it sucked. You know, it was all these like 90s online tropes that were basically like, well, it's kind of the same. Can people like adapt to that old way of doing the same things we can do now? And of course, the answer was absolutely not. So I could sort of understand that feeling, you know, because when you are really expecting it to be great, and then, you know, it's not and falls kind of flat, then it's like, all right, well, now I have to figure out how I can pick up all these pieces and make this what it's supposed to be. And, you know, it's, I can't even imagine how much work went into that game. I mean, it's so massive. How much work, how much money, I mean, how many people must have been involved. It's really, that blows my mind. For everything that they tried to do there. You know, and that's really why I do hope that, you know, they're able to fix it and sort of, I don't know if they're going to re-release or patch or do something, maybe come out with, like, you know, a version 1.5 or something. It would be cool to really see that whole thing realized, because there's so many people that have been waiting and that really wanted that. And it would be really great to just see it materialize, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be able to see it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many parts of that game that are just so wild, that, you know, that really haven't come together in one game before. So yeah, I think it'll be really, really cool. So I'm pulling for them. I really am.
I'm sure they'll figure it out. Let's see. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you? Like, we're all.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, Slasher is available on the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, on iOS and Android. To make things really simple, if people want to go to the website, to get those links, it's just slasher.tv. People can go there, learn a little bit about the app, some of the different features, check out some screenshots of it, and then head on over to the App Store to give it a download. It's free. So there's no cost to join and to use it or anything like that. So people should give it a try, check it out, and have some fun meeting other people in the horror community, make some new friends.
Thank you. And where can they find you on Instagram?
So, on pretty much any of the major socials, it's the Slasher app. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think there's a YouTube channel. I don't really update it all that much, honestly. But primarily it's the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook that we post to. But yeah, at the Slasher app.
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's see. I want to make sure that there wasn't anything else that you wanted to talk about. I didn't. You
know. No, I'm totally cool. Anything that you want to know about or ask or anything, I'm totally cool with that.
Okay. Let's see. Who are some of your favorite celebrities that you have met?
My single favorite was Tobin Bell. Tobin Bell, who played Jigsaw in the Saw movies, was one of the nicest, like, most generous people at these conventions. I mean, he took time and talked with me and stuff, and he was just very, very pleasant and enjoyable. He's really just a fantastic guy. If anyone has the opportunity to meet him, please do. he's so nice. So Bill Moseley is a really cool dude too. I've met Bill a bunch of times, and like he's just really cool to talk to. Like, he's into music. He's got like a few different music projects that he's got going on. You know, he's got his movie work and everything, but he's just a cool dude. You know, he's just a, you know, a normal guy. He's pretty straightforward, and yeah, he's a cool dude to chat with, you know?
Yeah. 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 They're both on my list to meet.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. I definitely recommend meeting both of them, and you know, they're good to chat with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for being a guest. I really appreciate it. And anytime you ever want to come back on, just let me know. I'd love to have you back. I appreciate everything.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate this. This was a lot of fun.
No problem. It was fun. And I just want to say thank you for everything you do with the Slasher app, because it's awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, it's the more people that we can get together, the easier it's going to be for, you know, horror as a genre to continue to grow and to continue to improve. You know, the more that we support one another in this, the better the stuff is going to get. You know, we support the indie filmmakers. They're going to, you know, get your feedback. They're going to know what you liked, what you didn't like, and they're going to be able to improve. And one day, you know, some guy that's hanging out with us now, just whether they're hanging out in Slasher or making their indie movies, just doing their thing, you know, they're going to be the next Wes Craven, you know, or John Carpenter. They're going to be the next big thing. And those people are with us now. We just need to give them a chance. And the more we can support one another in doing all this cool stuff, the more cool stuff we're going to get. You know, so that's something that I've seen happen, and it's a really cool thing. So as long as we can keep supporting one another, it's just going to get better and better.
I completely agree.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for everything.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good Wednesday.
You too.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
Got to warn you, you're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Hey yo, Michael and Jason and Chucky, get ready. Heather's moving to Elm Street, kicking it with Freddy. Cause Heather loves horror.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Shit the man!